So what are some of the legal and political ramifications after a federal judge in Texas ruled on Friday that the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, is unconstitutional because Congress rolled back the individual mandate, the requirement that all Americans have health insurance or pay a fine? President Trump celebrated the ruling over the weekend.
It was a big ruling. It's a great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats if the Supreme Court upholds.
And the ruling will undoubtedly be appealed right through to the Supreme Court. And our next guest writes that while legal experts on the left and the right believe that the arguments made by the Republican state attorneys general who brought this lawsuit were uncompelling, those same arguments have dealt real blows to Obamacare in the past. So let's take a look with Sarah Cliff, senior correspondent covering health policy at Vox, host of the Impact podcast. Sarah, take up the judge's argument that the law can't stand because Congress rolled back the mandate, that the law and the mandate that funds it are inseparable. But the mandate isn't dead. Remind us.
So right now, the mandate is kind of in this weird gray zone. It technically still exists. However, the tax bill passed by Republicans last December changed the fine to $0. So there is no fee for not complying with the mandate. And this is kind of where this legal argument rests. They say the last time that the Supreme Court visited Obamacare, they said that the mandate is only legal because it is a tax on Americans. Now, because there's no penalty, the people bringing this suit are saying, well, there's not a tax, therefore it is no longer constitutional, and the judge agreed with them.
Yeah. No, the Trump administration, usually sitting in administrations defend current law. The Trump administration, as we know, is not. So some other state attorney generals that support Obamacare have stepped up. What do they say?
What they argue is that it is clear from Congress's intent that they did not intend to repeal all of Obamacare. They passed a tax bill that changed the mandate penalty to $0, but they didn't touch the rest of Obamacare. And I will say a lot of legal scholars, even those who were architects of previous challenges to the Affordable Care Act, they agree with these liberal states. They say that it seems so clear from looking at what Congress did that their intent was to change just the individual mandate, not the rest of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, even the Trump Justice Department seems to disagree with the Republican state attorneys general who brought the lawsuit. Why? What is the Justice Department saying?
They said that if the individual mandate should fall, then certain things should go with it. So the ban on pre-existing conditions, for example, they say if the individual mandate goes, then the requirement that insurers cover everybody should go down with it. But they don't think the entire law should fall. The Trump administration's argument is that the Medicaid expansion can still stand. A lot of changes to how Medicare pays for health care can still stand. This judge said that the entire Affordable Care Act falls with the individual mandate falling.
Yeah. A couple questions about the politics here. We know that many Republicans running for re-election in the midterms ran on a platform of, I will not get rid of your coverage of pre-existing conditions. They've realized, you know, people have come to really value their Obamacare health coverage. Is there a sense here that this judge may have gone too far, even for some Republicans?
I think there is. One of the ways you see that is how quiet Republicans have been since this ruling came out Friday night. It wasn't like there was a celebration of this, aside from, you know, President Trump speaking positively about it. And I think that's because congressional Republicans realize if this lawsuit were successful, it would be a huge challenge for them. They'd all of a sudden have millions of people being kicked off their health insurance after, as you mentioned, Robin, they ran on this promise of protecting pre-existing conditions. So they feel like they'd a little bit be, you know, the dog that caught the car if this is in fact successful in the courts.
Dog that caught the car. Well, and people are wondering also, I mean, Republicans have had 8 years to come up with a replacement. They haven't. And some analysts today are saying it's because this plan came from the very conservative Heritage Foundation. It was first implemented by conservative Mitt Romney in Massachusetts as the Massachusetts health plan. It's hard to beat the Heritage Foundation, you know, in coming up with a health plan. Regardless, reinforce, for the time being, this doesn't change anything because some states still have deadlines in January for people to sign up.
It doesn't change anything. And I think that's the key thing for most people to understand, is that for people who get coverage through Obamacare, things are just the same today as they were before this ruling. It still has a long, long way to go through the legal system. Even the Trump administration has confirmed they're going to keep running Obamacare as it exists until it works its way through the appellate process.
Sarah Cliff, senior correspondent covering health policy at Vox, also hosted the Impact podcast. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.